Good morning. It's April 24th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a revealing interview, Anne Hathaway sheds light on the dark corners of Hollywood casting practices, sharing a personal account that underscores a significant shift towards more respectful and creative audition processes. Reflecting on her early experiences, Hathaway described how she was once pressured to engage in make-out sessions with 10 male actors in a single day during a casting session, labeling the experience as disgusting. This practice, she notes, belonged to a bygone era, starkly contrasting with the casting approach for her latest project, The Idea of You. In this new era, the casting process she described for The Idea of You is markedly different and dignified. Instead of uncomfortable physical auditions, potential co-stars were invited to select a song that resonated with their character and engage in a short improvisation session. This method not only respects the actor's boundaries, but also taps into their creativity and understanding of the character. Hathaway credits the late director Gary Marshall for playing a pivotal role in her career by fostering a supportive and empowering environment on set. She suggests that such influences have contributed to changing the industry's audition practices for the better. Furthermore, Hathaway hints at the exciting possibility of a third installment in the Princess Diaries franchise, linking these improved practices to the continued evolution of her career and the industry at large. As Hollywood continues to evolve, Hathaway's reflections offer a hopeful glimpse into a more respectful and creative future for casting processes, marking a departure from the past's less savory practices. Her upcoming film, The Idea of You, set for release on May 2nd, stands as a testament to these positive changes within the industry. Fortnite Festival Season 3 kicks off with a spotlight on Billie Eilish, merging the worlds of gaming and pop music in an unprecedented way. This season, Fortnite isn't just a battleground, it's a concert arena where players can immerse themselves in the music of Billie Eilish while engaging in gameplay. The heart of this season lies in the festival quests, designed to bring players closer to the music of Eilish. By participating, gamers can unlock Eilish-themed rewards, making the gaming experience more interactive and musically enriched. The excitement doesn't stop there. The Festival Pass Premium tier elevates the experience with exclusive items, including the much-anticipated Billie Eilish skin and jam tracks from a lineup of top artists. In a move that bridges the gap between gaming and music even further, Epic Games, through its subsidiary Harmonix, has added support for Rock Band 4 guitar controllers to Fortnite Festival. This integration hints at future possibilities, including the potential addition of Rock Band drums and microphones, opening up new interactive avenues for players. To complement this, PDP has unveiled a new wireless guitar controller, ensuring that both Rock Band 4 and Fortnite Festival players have the best tools at their fingertips. However, amidst these exciting developments, there's a note of exclusivity. Samus Aran, a character many hope to see in Fortnite, will remain exclusive to the Nintendo Switch version of the game, highlighting the tight-knit relationship between Nintendo and its iconic characters. This season of Fortnite Festival not only celebrates the music of Billie Eilish, but also marks a significant step towards integrating music and gaming in a way that's interactive, immersive, and full of surprises. The addition of musical instruments as controllers and the collaboration with top artists showcases Fortnite's commitment to pushing the boundaries of what a game can be. Marvel's latest trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine, officially titled Deadpool 3, has just dropped, marking a significant milestone by introducing Deadpool into the MCU. This new installment promises an exhilarating adventure as Deadpool teams up with Wolverine, navigating through interdimensional portals to battle the formidable mutant telepath Cassandra Nova, a character with a dark history within the X-Men universe, including orchestrating the Genosian genocide. Cassandra Nova, portrayed by Emma Corrin, emerges as a central antagonist in the film. Her character, a powerful mutant telepath and a Mumudrai, represents a dark counterpart to Charles Xavier and has been responsible for some of the most devastating events in X-Men history, including the Genosian genocide, which resulted in the loss of 16 million mutants. This character's introduction into the MCU adds a layer of depth and historical weight to the narrative. Set for release on July 25th in the UK and July 26th in the US, Deadpool 3 is filled with Easter eggs and references to the broader Marvel Universe, including nods to Wolverine, Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, and more. The return of Hugh Jackman as Wolverine has been confirmed, adding excitement for fans. Moreover, the inclusion of characters from Fox's X-Men movies and the film's setting before the events of Loki have sparked fan theories about the MCU timeline and the potential for multiple character versions. Adding to the anticipation, new Funko Pop figures related to Deadpool and Wolverine are set for release, with pre-orders beginning ahead of their June 17, 2024, launch date. Meanwhile, fans can revisit the first two Deadpool films, which are available for streaming on Disney+. Deadpool 3 promises to blend metagags, cameo appearances, and a deep dive into the Marvel Universe as it welcomes Deadpool and Wolverine into the MCU fold. In a heartfelt revelation, iconic singer Celine Dion shares her ongoing battle with stiff person syndrome, or SPS, a condition that has significantly impacted her life and career. At 56, Dion faces the realities of a rare autoimmune neurological disorder, putting a pause on her illustrious singing career to focus on her health. Dion's journey with SPS has been marked by a rigorous daily therapy regimen and a difficult process of coming to terms with her diagnosis. Despite the challenges, she remains committed to maintaining her physical and vocal capabilities, a testament to her resilience and dedication to her craft. The singer's struggle underscores a poignant truth. Wealth and fame offer no protection against the uncertainties of health. Dion has openly expressed the ongoing nature of her battle with SPS, highlighting the absence of clear answers and a definitive path back to the stage. Yet her spirit remains unbroken, fueled by an unwavering optimism and passion for music. In an effort to shine a light on stiff person syndrome and its impacts, Dion is taking a significant step by featuring her personal journey in a documentary. Scheduled for release on Amazon Prime in June, the film aims to raise awareness about SPS, offering insights into Dion's life and the challenges faced by those living with this rare disorder. In a future where artificial intelligence dictates the terms of survival, Netflix's upcoming sci-fi action thriller Atlas brings Jennifer Lopez into the spotlight as a data analyst, entangled in a high-stakes game of trust with a machine. Scheduled for release on May 24, 2024, this film promises to blend suspense, technology, and human resilience in a narrative that challenges the boundaries between humans and AI. Atlas follows the journey of Atlas Shepard, portrayed by Lopez, who harbors a deep-seated distrust for artificial intelligence. This skepticism is put to the test when she is forced to collaborate with an AI to prevent a rogue robot, with whom she shares a mysterious past, from executing a plan that could end humanity. The stakes are elevated with the introduction of Simu Liu as Harlan, an AI with a Terminator-like resolve to bring peace by eradicating humans. The film, directed by Brad Peyton and penned by Leo Sardarian and Aran Ali Kolait, not only boasts an intriguing plot, but also features a stellar cast, including Sterling K. Brown, Mark Strong, and others, enhancing its appeal. Despite some doubts about its quality, Atlas is anticipated to captivate audiences worldwide and become a significant hit for Netflix. Off-screen, Jennifer Lopez continues to expand her portfolio, taking on production and starring roles in a reboot of the 1985 musical drama Kiss of the Spider-Woman and an untitled Bob the Builder movie, showcasing her versatility and commitment to diverse projects. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.